And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We have a very, very special show lined up for you. I have Athena and Melissa with us here today as guest DJs, and they're putting together a documentary project called West Coast Paraviolence Project, and it's going to be a movie that's going to be coming out probably within a year, but I'll let them talk about it. And I'm going to turn the mics over to them basically for the rest of the show. They're going to tell you all about the project, some of the upcoming benefit shows that they're having. But first and foremost, they're going to tell you who you just heard. And turning it over to Athena. All right.
Hi, I'm Athena. That was Man is the...
Hi, I'm Melissa.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. So West Coast Paraviolence Project. It sounds like a pretty serious thing. So what exactly are you guys doing? Something basically, you're documenting the paraviolence scene of strictly the West Coast. Are you going to be interviewing any other bands from other areas of the country or other countries or just West Coast, California?
Well, we are focused on the West Coast, the originators of paraviolence, West Coast paraviolence, but we eventually do want to talk to people from all over the country, all over the world, really, if we have the opportunity, about how they found paraviolence, what their thoughts are about it, how it influenced them, and that type of thing. So we're hoping to take this global.
Sure, sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of global interest in the music and what the originators and founders of this style of music have to say. So I think the movie will be quite successful once it comes out. So I'm I'm kind of curious, where are you in the development of the movie? I know you've been flying around doing some interviews. Are you done with your interviews? Are you into the editing phase, or where are you at in that?
We are still in the very early stages. So of the interviews that we've conducted, we've told everybody that, you know, we hope that they think of that as part one. But we're kind of at the point where we need some money to keep going, because this has all been out of pocket so far. And we've got a lot more to do. We've managed to talk to at least one person from every band that we're referring to as the Big Four. That's Men as the No Comment, Crossed Out, Capitalist Casualties. But there's so many more people that we want to talk to. So we are still kind of in the inception phase.
Yeah, we're calling it pre-production still for our own peace of mind.
Cool. And so are you going to be doing any sort of, you said money, obviously, out of pocket. Are you going to be doing any sort of fundraising or anything? I know you have some shows coming up. We'll talk about those later. But are you going to be doing like a Kickstarter campaign or anything like that?
Yes, actually, we are starting next year, probably in February, we're going to start an Indiegogo campaign, and using the funds from that and from the shows, which we'll talk about later in the show, we hope to continue. So yeah, we will be doing an Indiegogo campaign next year.
Right on. So let's waste no more time. We'll talk a lot more later about certain interviews and what have you, but let's keep things going. I think you talked about the Big Four, so we start out with Man in the We're going to continue with Man as a
Yes, we are. We're going to go right into Starvation Cage. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. In the Eye Socket of Thomas Lentz.
Yeah,
and
of course.
My personal favorite MITB song, which is called Gourmet Pez.
All right, hit it.
Yeah.
That was our all. Man is the set. And one of the big four of the Power Violence founders for the new West Coast Power Violence movie that I believe is still untitled, right? You don't have a title yet for that?
No title yet.
No title. Okay, a work in progress. And I wanted to ask you, so you've said you've interviewed a couple folks so far. You're in the infant stage of the movie being produced and coming together. Who have you talked to in Man is a so far?
So far, we've talked to Eric Wood,
Aaron Kenyon, Henry Barnes, and also Andy Beatty, although with Andy, we more talked about No Comment.
Right on. And so I think, I'm guessing, as a non-movie producer, probably one of the most challenging things you guys are going to run into is being looking at, like, 100 hours of footage or whatever once you're all done and going, holy crap. Do you feel that's already a daunting task, or you just kind of diving in head first, get all your material, and then you're just gonna be like, okay, now we'll start the editing process?
It's ongoing. We're definitely going through tons and tons of live footage, and we have a lot of enthusiastic support from people donating footage that they've come across. The band members have brought us like duffel bags of VHS tapes, so it's really daunting, but it's fun too. So
yeah. So that was actually one of the questions I wanted to ask. So obviously you're gonna have a lot of interviews and more current states and statuses of people and that were in those bands, but footage of the early shows is going to be an integral part of your movie. And I'm guessing probably a lot of those shows, there probably weren't even VHS recorders there. So are you running into any issues of trying to track down live material, or is that, and is there enough around that's prevalent where you're like, oh, this is not as difficult as we thought?
Well, you know, obviously when these bands were playing, it was before the cell phone, when everyone just had access to a camera like right in their pocket and the ability to record. So there are a couple of shows that we really want footage of, but we just can't seem to find it. Like there was this one kind of legendary show that happened in Pico Rivera where Man is the Crossed Out, No Comment, Capitalist Casualties, they all played together for the first time. And it was from that show that MITB kind of coined that phrase, which actually came from Matt Domino of Infest, West Coast Power Violence, but nobody has footage of that show. And in talking to everyone, like, no one was at the show. Like, there was maybe 10 people there, maybe 15. So while there is some footage out there available, and again, like Melissa was saying, people have been very generous in giving us what they have, there are some things that we really want that we just can't seem to find. But we're going to keep looking.
Cool. So to just kind of like a side note here, I think you guys were probably waiting to promote this a little more, but you guys have a Facebook page kind of for the movie West Coast Power Violence Project. But on the page, are you posting anything like, hey, does anyone have, we're looking for footage of Crossed Out that played this show in 19 whatever. Have you tried doing that yet to see if the public can kind of like, maybe people, followers of the movie?
We've definitely invited the public to donate anything they have. We haven't gotten really specific because we figure, you know, we want to keep a wide net.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we also have an Instagram, which is Power Violence Project.
Okay.
And yeah, we're accepting all kinds of donations, so to speak, of archival photos, footage, zines, right, handwritten letters. We love all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Unless you have anything else to add in, we're going to move on to number two. Let us know who it is and the first song they're going to play.
Cool. So our next block is going to be a block of no comment. We're going to start with Push Down and Turn. Then we've got Dead Stare for Life, For Tomorrow's Sake, and Open Face Down.
All right, let's go. Number two, no comment. I believe that was four songs, right?
Yes, that was four songs.
Oh, so much. I love it. So much stop, start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. My hand is hovering over the editing button here, like waiting. Anyway, no comment. So I'm assuming you've also got some interviews going that direction as well. Any insider info? Who did you get to chat with?
Well, so far with No Comment, we've only had a chance to talk to Andy. Andy was incredibly generous. Like, when he showed up, he brought us this duffel bag full of VHS tapes. And there's, like, I think there's a couple cassettes in there, too.
T-shirts.
Yeah, he was really awesome. And then...
He also showed up in driving a car with the license plate. Power violence?
Vanity wow. plates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that like started the day. It was pretty epic.
So, inquiring minds want to know, cassette tapes, any unreleased No Comment material?
We will not reveal anything.
Oh, all right. Okay, so I wanted to ask you, I'm kind of curious. So obviously, you know, you've reached out to bands, people have been pretty responsive. Have you, and you don't need to drop names unless you want to, have you met any resistance, not necessarily like personally, like, oh, I don't want to talk to you, but more in the essence of, are people like, I don't want to talk about it, that was a hard period of my life, or, you know, screw your stupid project, or like, you know, something like just not into being interviewed, or is everyone very receptive to kind of reliving the past and sharing their stories?
Of all the people that we've interviewed so far, everyone has been really happy to talk to us and very generous. We've heard a lot of great stories. There are a couple people that we're having a difficult time tracking down. So we are having the people we're in touch with to try to, you know, find out what their former bandmates are up to and that kind of thing. And, you know, of course, there's some personal stuff going on with some of the people. But so far, everyone we've talked to has been really generous. We're hopeful that we will be able to talk to everyone that we want to. And like I was saying earlier, we are so in the beginning phases of this. We want to travel around the country to talk to people. We'd like to get over to Japan because Japan is always... had an incredible scene of support when it comes to power violence. We'd like to get to Europe as well. But yeah, I mean, so far everyone's been really cool and we are hopeful that that will continue.
Right on. Yeah, I'm just thinking there needs to be the punk rock private investigator to help you track down all the missing...
Yeah, get in touch if you are that person.
Yeah,
private message us, please.
Okay, so number three, what's the next band on our block of power violence?
The next block is going to be Crossed Out, and I think this is our shortest block. So we're going to start with Low Life, then we'll go into He-Man, Vacuum, and then Force of Habit by Crossed Out.
We'll be right back.
He's dead.
Good.
Was number three, very short set of four songs from one of my favorites of this type of music and scene, Crossed Out. And personally, speaking from my own personal thoughts on that band, if you can encapsulate rage and violence into a musical form, I think they do it better than almost anyone. Like every time I listen to that band, it's so freaking incredible. So anyways, enough gloating over one of my favorite bands.
We want to agree with you.
Okay.
One of the things I was saying to Athena was how, like, it strikes me how Crossed Out is so full of anguish. And then we interviewed Dallas from Crossed Out, and he was this really sweet, generous, accommodating, articulate guy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was kind of nervous, but it turned out he was a real human.
It's really interesting that you say that. I saw a band actually last night, and it isn't worth going into who it was or whatever, but the drummer, I was watching the drummer, and there was so much rage, and he was hitting the drums harder than almost anyone I had ever seen in a really long time, and I went over and introduced myself to him after the show, and he was so soft-spoken and sweet. And I find that in these types of bands, the angriest people, you know, it's almost like some sort of compensation thing, yeah. You know, they internalize everything and have this kind of outward, like, sweet appearance, and then they got to get it out somehow, whether it's the drumming or guitar or screaming in a mic or whatever. So, but anyways, moving on to Crossed Out. So I'm once again, interviews, who have you hit up for Crossed Out so far?
So Crossed Out so far has just been Dallas. We are planning on getting the rest of the guys onto the film as well. But yeah, like Melissa was saying, I think Dallas, the day that we interviewed him also happened to be just this cluster of like our schedule and his schedule. And when we showed up, we just had to kind of jump right into it. With everyone else, we've kind of, you know, gone out for lunch first or gotten coffee just to kind of break the ice a little bit. And with Dallas, we just had to get right down to it. And he was... And, you know, I mean, I remember this about him from when I met him like 20 years ago. But again, he just was so nice and funny and kind. We interviewed him at his aunt's house, and she was so sweet. And she had such a cute, like, I don't know, like your stereotypical auntie house. Like everything was like pristine. And I think even in the shot, there's like some flowers that she had decorated. It was just such a contrast between how Crossed Out sounds. But yeah, Dallas was like incredible, and he too has really come through for us in getting us some artifacts that we want for the film. And, you know, again, he'll just kind of send me a text. Like he sent me a text this morning wishing us good luck on the radio show. Like he's really sweet.
Right on. So I'm kind of envisioning this scene. Was the auntie like, oh, Dallas and his crazy little band, you know, or anything like that? Or did she have any stories of, you know, I couldn't stand it when he practiced in my garage or like anything like that?
No, I just think she was just really... My understanding is they have a really close relationship, and she used to live on the East Coast. And so she told us how when Dallas came to visit, I think they went to Bleak or Bob's in New York. Like she was that aunt.
Oh, cool.
But she was really sweet. She, when we did the interview, she had to leave the house because she has noisy pets. So she like took the dogs out for a ride and then came back, but she was super nice.
Right on, right on. Good stories. All right, so now we're at the final of the big block. So who we got next?
The last band is Capitalist Casualties, the only band from that time period that is still playing. So we are going to start with Pincushion. We'll go into Moron, Decaying, which is my personal fave. And then we'll wrap it up with My Dad Kills for the USA from their first 7-inch.
Better than the morning, better than the morning, better than the morning, we're like, yeah!
That was Capitalist Casualties. And since those folks are local, I would certainly imagine that you have interviewed, and they're active and still playing, you have interviewed all those folks. So I won't go into who you've interviewed, but I did want to share a little story. I was just telling Athena that, take note, they are still playing shows, and I have seen them a million times, and they are playing harder and faster and stronger than I've seen them in years. So definitely don't be like, oh, I saw those guys plenty of times. I don't need to see them again. You definitely need to go see them again. They're ripping. And is this a good time to bring up your shows that are coming up? Let's chat about those. So we've been talking about, you know, trying to promote the movie and the bands, the old and new bands. So in promotion of that and just kind of like to put together some great shows, you have two big events coming up. So I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and you can just tell us who's playing, where they're playing, and when it's happening.
Cool. So again, just sort of continue talking about the theme of everyone being like super nice and generous, which is like a contrast to how they sound musically. We originally thought that we would put together one fundraiser show to kind of stop the bleeding financially. And so that was the first show we booked, which is coming up on Saturday, September 23rd at the Oakland Metro, best venue in the Bay Area. And that show is with Infest, Capitalist Casualties, Noise, Despise You, Amps for Christ, and Concussive. And we had booked that show. We'd started promoting it when I heard from Mitch from Gasp, who told me that Gasp had been practicing again and could they hop on the show. So, I mean, when we heard that Gasp was getting back together, we were like, oh, we got to book a whole show around that. So now we've got two shows. So the night before, on the 22nd, Friday, we've got Gasp, Crom, Redacted, Fractured, which is Bob, Lack of Interest, Infest, Deep Six Records, new band, and Healer is opening that. So with that show, because it's a Friday and, you know, it's a little harder to get out to a show on a Friday for some people, we decided we'd turn it into what we're calling a Neander Mall. We think it's a super cute name. We'll have a record swap and in one of the rooms of the Metro, and then the bands will play in the other room. And at both shows, we are featuring something that we're calling a power violence confessional booth, where we will invite people at the show, the band members, to just come on into the booth and talk about their favorite record or the first time they heard power violence or how maybe power violence has been a positive or, I don't know, negative influence on them. So we're really looking forward to doing that.
Right on.
That's going to be filmed, by the way, the confessional booth.
Of course. Those release forms will be handy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Can tell everyone how much your auntie love crossed out. Okay, so we're running a little short on time, but we did get four for four through, so we definitely wanted to highlight four of the founding bands of this musical style, and we're going to shorten our upcoming sets a little more, speed things up, but we definitely want to try to get as many tunes in as possible for you. So coming up next, what do we got?
We are going to jump to Infest. So again, Infest is headlining our benefit show on September 23rd. Thanks guys again for doing that. And we are just going to play a couple of songs by Infest. To hear more, you're going to have to come to the show. We're going to do Kill the Peace and Terminal Nation.
Yeah.
Was the Almighty Infest. I can't say enough positive things about them. They've come back into the punk scene. They're playing all over the world. Then they went to Japan recently, right?
Yeah. I saw the photos from Japan and it just looked insane. They played at El Puente in Yokohama, which is my brother from another, Shiggy's club there. And it's a tiny little space. And when I saw on their schedule that they were playing there, I was like, oh my God, how's that going to happen? But it looked like everyone's got big smiles on their faces and just looked like a sweaty, stinky, good time.
Was that the show they played with Systematic Death?
I'm assuming that was the one because Systematic Death's from Yokohama. I actually don't know if that was the show, though.
And if you guys and gals out there have not seen Infest in their current form, I can't recommend them highly enough. If you live anywhere near the Bay Area or not, Athena was just telling me quite a few people are traveling from all over the world to come out for these shows. So,
yeah, shout out to Taco from Australia. We look forward to meeting you in a few weeks.
Rad.
Hi, Taco.
Hey, Taco. hopefully Taco's listening. Anyway. But, and Joe is like one of the best frontmen in hardcore mm-hmm. now, if not forever. He's such a great stage presence.
He's a beast.
A beast. A beast indeed. So we've got a few more minutes left. We want to try to squeeze in as much as we can. What's coming up next?
We definitely wanted to play some Gasp. So with Gasp, we are going to play this one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go with Modern Fuel Plan.
We'll be right back.
That was Gasp. And sadly, we have so much more to play. We couldn't get to Spaz and so many other bands that are on the playlist, but unfortunately we only have an hour, and we really wanted to talk about the upcoming project and kind of highlight some of the people that have been interviewed and everything. So I just want to close out the show and thank Melissa and Athena for coming in. This has been really rad. I'm so stoked you guys are doing this, and that this has been a great experience for me. I love hearing this music, and I can't speak highly enough about how excited I am that you're doing this film. I think it's really cool. Frankly, I'm really into the slew of documentaries that have been coming out about the punk scene, and I think this is going to be a great addition to everything I've seen recently. So I want to remind all the listeners out there, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We enjoy bringing you the best in DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free. If you want to email us, you can do that radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Check us out on the web, maximumrockandroll.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media sites. For reviews, send 2 copies of vinyl, 1 copy of CD-only release, and cassettes to MRR, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. The show is always edited perfectly by Kalu. Thank you so much. And we also have a clean version, takes out all those dirty words for the radio. And thanks to John Carnes for doing that. And most importantly, we are looking for a design coordinator and a distribution coordinator. So if you are business savvy and creative and you are consumed by punk, hardcore, and garage music, you better drop everything and move to San Francisco and work for the greatest punk magazine of all time. So if that sounds like you, Maximum Rock and Roll, or other words, MRR@MaximumRockandRoll.com. So once again, thanks to you folks for coming in. We've got a blaster lined up. One of the few bands from that era that is still playing. We've already played a few songs of theirs, and we've saved the best for last. I'm going to let you announce what it is, and we're going to close it out.
All right, thanks again for having us. We look forward to seeing everyone on September 22nd, September 23rd. If you can't be there in person, we know you'll be there in spirit. So thanks for all the support. We're going to wrap up with Infest, My World, My Way. Thanks, everybody.